and Mrs. Christmas, it's so cold outside. Oh, dear. Put another log on that fire, will you? Oh, dear. Now, is this thing on? I've got a special message for a little Evie Hacker. Now, Evie, I know that this Christmas you're going to be spending much of it in hospital. Hospital, I ask you, at Christmas time. Well, I know lots of children have to do it. Adults, too. There's lots of people in hospital over Christmas time. But it certainly doesn't mean that me and my squadron of reindeers will be missing you out. In fact, hospitals are always first on the list. Don't tell Grandad Cornwall, but we use sat-nav to find everybody these days. So, being in hospital is, well, it's a bit annoying, let's face it, but you're surrounded by wonderful people. Nurses and doctors all looking after you, and all of your family paying you lots and lots of visits. Now, I know that that Uncle Ben has been paying you lots of visits and looking after you and being silly. Now, the last time I heard of an Uncle Ben, it was microwavable rice. And I know Mummy and Daddy love you very, very much, and they're caring for you beautifully. And the grandparents are visiting you lots, and of course lovely little Meggie, who I'll be visiting as well. So, yes, you're in hospital. It's not great, but it's a one-off. And I bet you didn't know this. It's a fact that anybody who spends any time in hospital over Christmas have extra special magical Christmases every year after that. So, it's not all bad. It's been lovely talking to you. I must fly. I'm running out of time. In fact, I best make sure that the toy makers are doing their jobs properly.
Are you on schedule, boys and girls? Good.
Yes, I think we're going to be okay. Isn't that right, Rudolph? Don't lick me there. Anyway, mustache, Merry Christmas, Evie. Give my love to all the family, and I'll see you soon. No peeking now, and I drop off your presents. Merry Christmas, Evie! Merry Christmas!
Ha ha ha.